Today's scripture reading is Isaiah 9, verses 2 through 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who walked in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied exultation, you have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Great will be his authority, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So the scripture today, Isaiah speaks to people who have been walking in deep darkness, not just a passing shadow, but a long, weary night. Have you had times in your life where it feels like you are walking in deep darkness? And then the scripture says, and into darkness comes light. Not a light that makes everything easy. It doesn't just erase struggle or worry or grief, but a light that changes how we carry what is heavy in our lives. With the children and young at heart gathered on the floor, you watched us practice that letting go, putting the paper in the water. Letting go doesn't mean that we can pretend that we let it go and poof, it's all gone. It means trusting that we don't have to carry them by ourselves. Isaiah names the promise this way: the yoke is lifted, the burden is made lighter, the weight no longer presses down in the same way. This Sunday after Christmas is an opportunity to have a quiet, honest moment. The decorations are still up, but the world around us hasn't suddenly changed. And yet, here we are, gathered in the light that has come into the world. As we prepare to gather at this table this morning, we're invited to ask ourselves, what feels heavy right now? I know sometimes in my life I hold it all together getting through the holidays. And then you come to this time, and this is the time to take that breath and to be honest with yourself, to reflect inward of what am I holding that is heavy right now? What makes it harder to lean in and follow Jesus more closely? You have an opportunity to name that, to not get rid of it, but to place it in God's care, trusting that the light of Christ meets us here and helps us carry what we cannot carry alone. So on the piece of paper that you received as you came in, and if you don't have one, there are plenty more out in the foyer, I invite you to write something down, not to shame it or to try to explain it. Sometimes we feel things that, oh goodness, I don't understand, but I am feeling this way. To write those down, to simply name it. And then, as you come forward to communion, you'll be able to place them in the water.
I named with the children about worry. Man, if sometimes y'all could see into my brain, it would make you worry. Like worry upon worry, you know how it just kind of spins out of control sometimes? So writing this down, one of the things I sometimes worry about is, but if I write it down, will somebody read it and not, it won't make sense, or they'll think I'm weird or something. No one's going to read it as it dissolves into this water. This is between you and God. So over this next few minutes, as we move through the invitation and the offering, I invite you to think about those things that maybe are heavy right now or have been getting in the way of following Jesus as closely as maybe you'd like to, that you want to. And then you'll place these in the water, trusting that the light of Christ is strong enough to hold what you release. Amen.